this is March 3rd, Reel 1. Paul Cummings talking to Harvard Arneson. In your apartment, right? I got all the statistics. You were born in Winnipeg, right?
That's correct.
Could you give me some, you know, sort of family background with your brothers and sisters and things?
Yes, I was... my father and mother were both Icelandic and migrated to the United States, to Canada rather, 1870, about 1898, I don't have the exact date, and lived in various parts of Manitoba and settled in Winnipeg shortly before I was born. In 1909. My father was in the real estate business, was actually a poet, I think most seriously, and wrote a good number of things for different journals in Icelandic. The Icelanders, if you want to go that far back, are mainly Norwegians who migrated to the to Iceland in the 9th century AD with some admixture of Ireland, Irish, because a lot of Irish sort of were picked up along the way. And so the general estimate is that they're about 75% Norwegian or other Scandinavian nations and about 25% Irish. They're noted mainly as a literary people, having had one of the great literatures in the so-called Saga Age, the 10th to the 14th centuries AD. I have three brothers and one surviving sister. My eldest sister died just this last year. I am the youngest in the family, and my brothers, taken in order, are the eldest, Arnie, A-R-N-I, is a retired businessman. The second two, Angantyr, my father gave each one of us an Icelandic name and an English name, or Tyri, was a high school teacher and historian until his recent retirement. My second brother, Ingólfur Gilbert, was an art historian, a scientist, rather, let me get this straight, and a high school teacher and principal until his recent retirement. And my third brother, Angantyr Tyri, T-Y-R-I, was a high school teacher, school principal, and historian, I think I straightened that out, until his recent retirement. My two sisters were, or are, married to businessmen. I myself went to the University of Manitoba, beginning, as interestingly enough, or not interestingly enough, in the field of science, although my high school interests were mainly in literature. Then after an interval of 2 years,
I'm just curious about, you know, kind of growing up with all this, your father writing. Did your brothers have interest in literature too? Was there a lot around the home?
Yes, there was a good deal of literature around the home. Everybody read, and there was not very much interest in art at that time in Winnipeg. In the early part of the century, there were very little opportunities to see works of art. I myself had a childhood interest in drawing and doing a little painting, which may have started me on the way, I don't know, but